Hello and welcome to this Wednesday, Juneteenth edition of Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelt, your host. A great couple hours for you, as we usually do on a Wednesday. Second hour, Carlo Broussard will be here, and we're going to talk about Jesus. The title of the show, Emmanuel or Mere Prophet? I'll give you a little spoiler. We're going to come down on the side of Emmanuel. So hang around for that. This hour, we talk about women's reproductive health. You're probably familiar with that term as often as a euphemism kind of for abortion or abortion-related practices. But just because the term is often used as a euphemism doesn't mean there are no real issues in the field of women's reproductive health that need to be addressed. There's lots of new science. There's lots of options for women that may not have existed at an earlier time. And this hour, we'll look at some of the insights of science and medicine and try to get a clearer picture of areas in which women's reproductive health can be improved. Part of that is, of course, education, and our focus will be in a particular way on respecting the fullness of each person's dignity as we seek those answers. 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour is Anna Halpin, the founder of the World Youth Alliance and CEO of the FEMM Foundation. That's F-E-M-M Foundation. She founded the World Youth Alliance in 1999 at the United Nations building in New York City when she was 21. Do the math. And now she is the CEO of the World Youth Alliance Foundation and the president and CEO of the FEMM Foundation, which is completely dedicated to women's health. Anna Halpin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sy.
So first of all, it is used as a kind of euphemism, isn't it? Women's reproductive health?
It often is. And at the UN, of course, there are a lot of different terms that can mean slightly different terms mean different things. But as you said in your introduction, I think women's reproductive health is also a legitimate thing. And the FEMM Foundation exists to try to really provide an answer to women's health that allows us to really respect and start with the human person.
Well, I note that I was reading some about you on Yahoo News a little earlier, and there seem to be a good number of writers and editors who think that you can't really be for women's health if you're not fully in for abortion and contraception. Do you run up against that idea?
We do, and we have recently, as you indicate. And I think this is one of the big challenges that we are seeing globally, is that women's health is often reduced to contraception and abortion alone. And that means that women's health is ignored or abandoned or politicized and used for other ends. So one of the things that we really recognized was that women's health is so seldom treated as a goal and an end in and of itself that deserves to be explored. Women deserve healthcare. And that's really the purpose and goal of the FEMM Foundation.
The FEMM Foundation, you can find them and Anna at FEMM House. That's FEMMHouse.org. FEMMHouse.org.
Health.
I said FEMM House. Yes, that seems. You should get that one too. You should register that name. FEMM Health. I apologize. FEMMHealth.org. I don't know what I was thinking. Among the things that you will find out about there are the FEMM app. So, Anna, will you tell us a little bit about the app that you have developed?
Thanks. Yeah, the FEMM app is, I think, unique in a couple of ways. One is that we provide personalized information to women. So a woman enters information into the app, and the app gives her feedback about that information and about herself. So the app can help her to know, based on her data, what hormone is dominant? Is she experiencing normal and healthy length cycles? Is she experiencing too much pain? Is she fertile? Is she not fertile? So the app will give her feedback about herself to help her achieve her health or fertility goals. And the app can also help to connect her into an integrated network of FEMM health coaches and medical providers. And both of those networks are growing around the world. Some of our health coaches and medical providers provide telehealth and telecoaching. And so this allows us to really get women support and give them answers and try to help them with the questions they have and get the healthcare they need.
888-318-7884 is the number. We'd love to take your call if you'd like to talk with Anna Halpin. 888-318-7884. Is there a felt need? I'm going to just go out on a limb and say there is a felt need for this greater ability to be aware of cycles and biology and the signs, the physical signs that occur throughout a woman's cycle, because there are dozens of these apps now of one kind or another. Are people interested in this in part because maybe this has taken a back seat to chemical and medical interventions rather than awareness as part of the care of women? Are you seeing a movement in that direction?
Yeah, I think absolutely. One of the things we saw this past month was the CDC updating all of their effectiveness data on methods that are related to women's knowledge and empowerment. So really indicating that for women who want to manage their cycles without hormonal contraception and even manage their fertility, they can do that in ways that are just as effective as hormonal options, but with none of the health side effects. And for many women, none of the cultural and religious challenges that go with that as well. So we really have seen a huge amount of progress in the area of science. We've seen a lot of technology that's advancing these options for women. And I think now we're starting to see that the knowledge and education we've had is catching up. And technology is a great platform for us to provide this information to any woman who wants it and to try to get her the support she needs to choose this kind of option for her health. So I think it's a really exciting time, and we're certainly building on the shoulders of many who've stood before us, and we're excited to be working along with others to bring this kind of care and information to women worldwide.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number. I want to push you on two things. First of all, are you making the claim that there is science behind this idea that a woman who, say, has a regular cycle and who tracks her cycle, is trained and does all that, she can be just as effective in control, in having some measure of control over her fertility, as a woman who's using chemicals or hormones, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we know from the science that in monitoring a woman's health, she can achieve these high levels of success in understanding her health and understanding her fertility and using that knowledge to achieve or avoid pregnancy. What this data shows, and this is data we've known for some time, many decades in some cases, is that when a woman is informed about these signs of her cycle and uses that information accurately, she's able to space or prevent a pregnancy according to her needs. And so the science is really there to back that up. We know that the challenges to that have really been women who are dealing with irregular cycles that can make it very difficult to understand what's going on. And I think this is where the additional science is very exciting, because we know that these irregular cycles are linked to health problems, usually hormonal imbalances. And so again, when we start by focusing on women and women's health, we can say the first thing is to correct the underlying hormonal imbalance. The first thing is to restore health. And when we restore health, the sign of that health is ovulation in a woman and that normal, healthy, physiologically healthy cycle. And if we're able to restore that health to her, then she's able to really manage her health and her fertility in these incredibly effective ways.
So I suppose that must be where people challenge you the most, I would imagine, on the science of this. Maybe in some part because older people, you got to be kind of old now to remember the rhythm method, but that people have a sense that, oh, come on, there's no way that these things are as effective as chemicals and surgeries and various other things that implants and whatnot that people do. I imagine you get a lot of, well, this is, sure, that's your religious belief, but science doesn't back you up. So I want to establish right away that science does seem to be backing you up. I mean, if the CDC is saying that, then you can bet there's good science behind it. But the second thing I wanted to ask you then is why? Why? You give some of the answer when you say that a woman who's in touch with her cycle is better able to manage her own health. But why is it beneficial, other than the religious and moral reasons, which I embrace fully, but why is it beneficial for a woman, for example, to find other ways to treat a health problem, like, say, a skin condition or trouble with a very severe menstruation or menstrual cramps, and to use something other than these contraceptive chemicals?
Yeah, so the good news is that the science really has advanced and has given us great answers in both of these areas. One thing that does sometimes confuse people is the rhythm method versus these modern methods that we can say are really knowledge-based. They're science and evidence-based methods. And the difference, of course, is that the rhythm method is it's counting on a calendar and assuming that you are going to be that average calendar, which most women are not. So the rhythm method really doesn't work, and we've known that for many decades. What does work are all of these methods that are science and evidence-based that teach women to understand their own signs. And these signs are signs of hormones, hormone changes that are happening in their body. So as they understand the signs and evidence of cervical mucus or fluid, for instance, that's a sign of estrogen. If they're looking at their temperature, that's a sign of progesterone. So women who are using these science-based methods are actually getting a window into their entire body, what's happening, what works, and it's all about themselves. And once they understand that, that's why these methods in managing their health and fertility are so effective. But in addition to that, as you say, it really empowers women to understand their health, because we know that ovulation is a sign of health in women, because when a woman ovulates, it is really a proxy that's telling us that over a dozen hormones throughout her cycle are rising and falling at exactly the right time, at the right level, to trigger this next cascade of hormones that's interacting not just with her ovaries, but with her brain and with every other system in her body. So a teenager who ovulates is going to have a very healthy brain, because we're going to see that she's getting the right amounts of estrogen and the right amounts of progesterone. A teenager who ovulates is also going to have good bone development, because this is related. She'll have clear skin, a lot of energy, no migraines. She won't be struggling with her weight. And she'll have that nice hourglass body, which only comes from ovulating in those teenage years. And long term, that holds, that as a woman, an adult woman who's not in menopause or perimenopause, as she goes through those decades of her life, ovulation is the sign of health, and other symptoms, too much pain, too much bleeding, severe acne, cycles that are too short, that are too long, they're signs of hormonal or other imbalances that can lead to all sorts of other conditions. And so managing and understanding her cycle is really a way for her to be the front seat driver in understanding her health, seeing signs that are changing at early stages, and knowing where to go to get the care and help she needs when those emerge.
Anna Halpin is our guest. We're talking about women's reproductive health. Some of this will be a kind of cutting edge science, because these are lots of new things are happening. But perhaps you're a woman who has considered using natural methods of family planning, and you have some hesitation or you'd like some clarification. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Maybe you have other health issues, for example, an issue with menstrual cramping or with a skin disorder or difficulty, and you've been prescribed these medicines, and you'd like to know what's the latest on other ways of dealing with these that do not affect a woman's cycle. You're welcome to call as well, 888-318-7884. Maybe you're a mother or a grandfather or a father or a grandfather who'd like to know what to say to the young women in your life. You too are welcome to call 888-318-7884. We're talking women's reproductive health with Anna Halpine, the CEO and founder of the FEM Foundation. We'll be back with your calls for Anna right after this.
Catholic Answers Live.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
I've got a few things here and there that I've learned along the way. I'm always studying history, and I love studying history. So I try to bring in some of the historical perspective especially at a time in our history when people don't know much history anymore.
Open Line with Father Mitch Pacwa, tonight, 10 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Second hour, Carla Broussard will be here. We're going to talk about Jesus. It's pretty much our favorite thing to talk about around here. I think the weather is a pretty close second. That's not true. 888-318-7884, the number. Anna Halpin is the founder of the World Youth Alliance, and she's the CEO president and CEO of the FEM Foundation. You can find the FEM Foundation, and you can find the FEM app, which we have been talking about, at femhealth.org. Spell FEM with two M's. And you'll get there, femhealth.org. What the app does and what FEM does is to help women have a better understanding of their own body and of the science of their body to the benefit of their health. And so Anna is here to take your calls, 888-318-7884. Lots of calls, Anna. Shall we go to the phones?
Great, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey, listening on 89.3 FM. Chris, your question for Anna Halpin.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for taking my call. So I have a daughter who's 14, going to be 15 in July. And I would like to try to get my hands on some information for her, because obviously I'm her dad, and I can't talk to her same way her mom can. Me and her mom don't necessarily agree on some of this stuff. So I want to be able to present some things to her, you know, from the Catholic faith point of view regarding her body and sexuality and those type of things that I heard you guys just talking about.
All right, let's let Anna take a shot at that. Anna, some help for Chris looking for information he can share with his 14-year-old.
Thanks, Chris. And she's lucky to have a dad who's trying to figure out how to talk to her about these things. 14 is a perfect age, because what we're watching for is around the age of 13 or 14, for most girls, when their development is healthy and normal, that hormonal axis kicks in and they begin to move into their cycles. So we have a great program that many parents and also the young girls like called Teen Femme. And this is a way to introduce to young girls what's happening with their bodies, to understand that their brain is directing their physical growth, that it's directing their emotional changes, and to start to understand what all of these things are, as well as the impact of the decisions that they're going to make, decisions about their body and their health, decisions about how they want to manage their health and their fertility, and also understanding what's happening now in terms of their brain, their bone, and their long-term development. So Teen Femme is a great program we have. We have some teachers who offer that online. She might be interested to take a course or work with a group of friends to invite a teacher to either teach in person or set up an online course. She can also download the app, which is a way for her to start just learning some information directly and see if that's helpful. And we can also link her to a FEM teacher or a health coach directly if she wants a one-on-one, just to start learning and to understand and have a go-to person to talk to about all of these questions as she grows and develops.
How's that, Chris?
Okay, so it's teen and then fun, like F-U-N?
Teen FEM, so F-E-M-M. Yeah, and there's information on our website to reach that.
And the website, again, is femhealth.org. So it's femmhealth.org. FemHealth.org. I'm sure if you just Google the words FemHealth, you'll find it. And the app there is is it right to say it's the only free high-functioning NFP app that you're going to find out there? This is a fully functioning NFP app with that also has backup in the medical profession.
The Fem app is free on iPhone and Android, and she just has to go into the App Store and put in FEMM Health, and it'll pop right up for her.
Chris, thank you very, very much. We go now to Stuart in North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Stuart, your question for Anna Halpin.
Hi. Actually, I had just a note of support. My wife and I, she experienced a lot of pain when I first met her in her early 20s, and she had been prescribed, I guess it would have been the typical contraceptives, injections, stuff like that. And it kind of masked some of the real health issues she had. She had cysts, she had endometriosis, and we actually went and used the Creighton model. And through that entire process, we found out about these other health issues. And we had the prescribed surgeries that took care of them. And after that was all done, we've experienced 6 pregnancies, 3 children living with us now. And it's really changed our lives. So I just wanted to provide support and a testimonial to the life-changing events that have occurred for us.
Thank you so much.
Stuart, did we arrange this? I feel like we need to pay you or something. That was such a good advertisement.
I just happened to be driving through the beautiful country of North Dakota. I listen to your show very often. Real Presence Radio is my number one show on my radio. And I just felt called to call in for the first time on any call shows here. So,
well, Stuart,
and I guess as an additional message for men, I feel that going through the entire process, I gained a higher level of appreciation and wonder to the creative genius of the human the female body. And all real men need to go through this program, to speak quite bluntly, for their wives and for their fiancés. I just wish it would have happened for us sooner in life. So it's been great, and I thank you for your time today.
Well, God bless you, Stuart. Thank you very, very much for that call. I hope that won't be the last time you call. What do you make of it? Do you hear those kinds of stories a lot?
Yeah, we do. As he said, there are a growing number of doctors who are really willing to put in the time to learn how to take care of women and to put in the time with women to figure out what's wrong. And women are incredibly appreciative because so many of them experience what he said. They go through years, sometimes decades of bouncing from symptom to symptom, specialist to specialist. They have this sense that their body is a unified whole, but it's not being treated that way. And so it's really, I think, a pleasure for us, and certainly to hear these stories and also to be able to provide that care and to see those underlying symptoms get identified, get that foundational diagnosis, and see how this really transforms the health, but also the life of the women we work with.
He's right about the men thing too, isn't he? There's something that in a man that wants to be heroic, I guess, in a way, and wants to know and wants to be helpful. And when the relationship is involved with contraception, it's very easy to not really even think about his wife's body.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think one of the really wonderful things we've seen as we've worked with this project and this program is how many men are completely willing to do whatever it takes for the women they're with and the women they love. So I think it really provides those opportunities for both to work together, to support each other, to know each other better, and for each to see that in the other is a very powerful thing. So absolutely, it's critical we have our teen program. We have a separate program for men. So we work with young teenage women and young teenage men. And we always hear from the men that it has already given them a much deeper respect for women, even just to learn some very small facts about these big changes that happen in women's bodies and what those changes are for.
I feel like there's one other group besides men and women that we should talk about, maybe need some educating, and that's doctors. I'm not trying to get into anything weird gender theory. I'm just saying, are doctors, I don't know, maybe doctors are not well trained in this new way and this holistic way of treating women.
Well, so we work with male and female doctors, as you indicate. And I think one of the exciting things is that doctors are ready to learn.
Oh, you know what? There's the music. Sorry. Well, I want to get your response on doctors and what they how they're being trained and maybe what they can learn about treating women. We're talking about women's reproductive health with Anna Halpin. And your call is welcome. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884.
Love and beauty. As a little girl, Dawn Eden Goldstein knew that she wanted those things, that in them somehow she would find God. Over the years as a rock journalist, she moved among some of popular music's best-known artists, straining to capture that transcendent love and beauty in every note and lyric. In Sunday Will Never Be the Same, Dawn recounts her spiritual journey in beautifully wrought detail, mixing powerful accounts of trauma, healing, and epiphany with funny anecdotes from inside the music scene. It is the rare conversion story that delights as it inspires, amuses as it edifies, and ultimately lays before the reader a lived testimony to the transforming grace of Christ. Order your copy of Sunday Will Never Be the Same by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
In his new audio presentation, The Very First Fathers, apologist Jimmy Akin takes you on a tour of the earliest Christian writings outside the New Testament, from the most famous figures and most notable works to those lesser known but no less important. This pivotal time in the development of the early church is revealed in fascinating detail. Jimmy shows how, even in the first century after the resurrection, it was necessary to defend and explain truths that are still under attack today, such as the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and the perpetual virginity of Mary. The Very First Fathers is a compelling look at the dawn of the Christian age and edifying listening for anyone who wants to understand and defend the full truth of Catholicism. Order your copy of The Very First Fathers today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Looking for an on-fire Catholic speaker for your event? Catholic Answers speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
Tomorrow on More to Life, just one more thing.
Are you feeling taken advantage of, even a little? Well, we're going to help you set graceful limits.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're talking women's health with Anna Halpin, the CEO of the FEM Foundation. You can find them at FEM, F-E-M-M, health.org, or just look up FEM Health in your Google machine. She was schooling me on a little bit of hockey at the break. And what's the team? The Maple Leafs? They're the longest they've gone without?
Toronto Maple Leafs and their great long-suffering fans, of which I am one. Yes. So we're waiting and waiting.
Well, all right. Now I got a hockey team to root for. I didn't have one before. Now I got a hockey team to root for. lots of calls for you, however, on women's reproductive health. We go now to Jamie. Oh, wait. We were talking about something before we went to the break. We were going to talk about doctors. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Then you threw me off with all your hockey talk. Now, can we go back to what is it that doctors need to be better prepared, given all the new science and all the new understanding, especially the understanding of how important it is that a woman follows and monitors her cycle? What do we need doctors to know, and how do we get them to know it?
Well, I think what's exciting for doctors is really to understand the science that we now have, which allows them to really, it restores the art of science to them when they can work with a patient in a very personalized, individual way and identify what's going on with this person, find the root cause, and treat it. That's exciting for doctors. It's exciting for patients. And our experience is that the best doctors are looking for this. They do have a sense that, you know, if you have 5,000 patients and they all have different genetics, they all have slightly different symptoms, and yet we're treating them all the same way, it seems like we can do better and we can do more. And the good news is we can. We have this knowledge. We have the clinical application. FEM runs medical courses once a year. We've started to work with some outstanding doctors, females, OBGYNs, men and women who are excellent care providers across the country and around the world. And it's really exciting to see how eager and willing they are to study new science, learn new ways, and find better ways to help their patients.
All to the benefit of women, one hopes over the long term.
Yeah.
Up next is Jamie. Oh, no, this is not good. Jamie's from St. Louis, Missouri. Jamie, you can talk to Anna Halpin. Just don't mention the Stanley Cup, please.
Well, I'll refer to it as Lord Stanley. How's that?
Oh, please, just don't mention it.
Hey, guys, really quick. Yeah, it was a fun year, to say the least. We're still celebrating, by the way.
Good.
Really quick, how does a young lady's menstrual cycle come into play when we're talking about feelings of depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts? And the only reason I bring it up is because we're dealing with that right now with our 15-year-old daughter. And so we've had to get her a lot of help here recently. And I just don't know if there's any studies or anything you can add to that where a young woman's cycle might be part of this whole thing going on that we can look at. So that's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm calling. The question I got.
Okay, thank you, Jamie.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I mean, we certainly see that the cycle can have an impact. So we can't rule out or rule in whether the cycle is causing these kinds of symptoms, especially when they're severe. But we do know that there is an impact. And we know this also from a major study that was done in Denmark in the last couple of years with 1 million women. So they had a national database they were able to look at over decades and really definitively correlate this relationship. And what we also saw was that contraception can increase depression and anxiety, especially in young girls and teenage girls. So this is a really special time in their lives. It's a really important time. It is this moment where we're looking for the hormonal axis to kick in. And when there are little disturbances or when things don't go exactly the way we want them to, there can be a whole range of symptoms. So while we don't know if her cycle could be the primary cause of all the symptoms she's receiving and experiencing, we do know that making sure that her cycle is as healthy as possible will improve those cycles. Because when a woman ovulates and has the right amount of estrogen, that is going to automatically improve her mood and improve all of these symptoms. So I think an additional thing you can look into is definitely working with the kind of doctor who will work with her to make sure she knows how to chart her cycle so that she is engaged in managing and understanding her care, and then use that information to start doing a run-up of tests to see what are those hormone levels she has. And if you want to look at our website, you can see if we have some providers near you. I believe we do. And I know they'd be really happy to work with your family and your daughter and see if there's any support we can give. And there are a lot of other good doctors who work in this way in St. Louis.
Okay, Jamie.
That sounds perfect. Appreciate the time. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. Appreciate the call. 888-318-7884 is the number. We're talking women's reproductive health today with our guest, Anna Halpin. We go now to Mary Margaret in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Mary Margaret, your question for Anna.
Hi. Well, actually, you kind of answered it already in with the previous caller. I'm 51. And my sister says that I've had peace with everything that's happening with me. She said that I probably have PCOS, polycystic whatever.
Ovarian syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. Because I have hair loss, I really have to try. I'm overweight. I try to eat healthy and stuff like that, but I just can't seem to lose the weight. I've always had bad cycles where I've been cramped, folded over and stuff like that. But I've currently went to a Catholic doctor, and he said he first doctor that ever noticed that I do have cysts, but he wants to do a hysterectomy. And now I'm 51. I'm still fertile. I really don't want to have a hysterectomy because I know those hormones are necessary to get through menopause. So I just wanted some information on what type of doctor or somebody that can help me with my hormonal care.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing all of that. And, you're absolutely right that if there's a way to avoid the hysterectomy, that's what we would definitely advise. We want to keep those hormones as healthy as possible, which are going to have a lot of preventive effects on other cancers and other symptoms that will start to emerge as menopause increases. So again, you can take a look on our website, see if we have any doctors near you who can work with you. But if not, we'd be happy to recommend you to another doctor who might be able to start working with you via telemed, or maybe see you in person and see if there are additional things we can prescribe. So if there isn't a doctor near you, just send an email. Our email is on our website, and we'll be happy to do everything we can to try to link you up with someone who can really go through your options and give you the best advice we can offer to you.
And the website again is femhealth.org, femhealth.org. Anna Halpin, our guest this hour. Thank you very much for the call, Mary Margaret. We go now to Christy. Christy, have I got you there?
Yes.
Hi,
hello.
Christy.
How are you?
Very well. Your question for Anna Halpin.
Well, first of all, go Dallas Stars. I'm from the Dallas area.
Why did I start the hockey thing?
We're still hopeful in Dallas, so just to put that plug out there. But the other thing I'm hopeful for is pregnancy, and I'm 48 years old and have always had a very, very regular cycle, but took medication for depression, and shortly after that, stopped having a cycle. And after talking to my doctors, both of them told me that it had nothing to do with the medication. And I, even though I stopped taking the medication, then I still don't have a cycle. So I just wondered, of course, there's always room for a miracle. But as far as science goes, I just wondered what my chances would be not having a cycle right now, because I've done some reading about it, and it said it would still possibly be a very small possibility, but that I was still ovulating, but just not actually having the menstrual cycle. So I just kind of wondered at that point what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, thanks for this call. Of course, we wouldn't know from what you've described, but what we could do is we could try to figure out what is going on. And that's important for your health. And that will also give you some answers about your fertility status. So we do know that in order to conceive, we need to have that ovulatory activity, and we want to see that in the context of a normal and healthy cycle, which is more or less 24 to 36 days long, give or take a day or two on either side. So that's what we're looking for that gives us this nice, healthy hormone pattern. But there can be a number of things going on that would have changed your cycles, as you've indicated, and that could be in play. And so we'd want to do a full what we call a basic hormonal profile, do a workup of what's going on that would give us a sense of where you are, and would also just allow us to take good care of you no matter what. So again, you can try to find a doctor in your area on our website. And if there isn't someone, just shoot us an email and we'll work with you to link you up with someone who can help you do this if you're interested as closely as possible to where you live.
Christy, I'll say thank you for that call. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more with Anna Halpin on women's reproductive health. If you're just joining us, Anna Halpin is the president and CEO of the FEM Foundation, an organization dedicated to women's health and one that has an app out to help women track their cycles, to understand their cycles and for the benefit of their health and to help for those who are seeking to conceive children, to help them do that. And those who are seeking to delay conception to help them to do that. 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-318-7884. Hey, Catholic Answers Magazine, still on sale. Still one of the greatest Catholic magazines in the world. You don't have any excuse. $10 off a one-year subscription, $20 off a two-year subscription right now. And I'm telling you, there is something for everyone in every issue. There really is. I've said before, my favorite, and maybe because I have a short attention span, my favorite part of the issue is like the 40 questions they do in the back with one, two, or three paragraph answers on every kind of question about morals and religion and the history of the faith and the sacraments. So it's all there. You're not going to be disappointed if you get Catholic Answers Magazine, and it's $10 off a one-year subscription right now, $20 off a two-year subscription. Go get your deal right now at Catholic Answers Magazine.com.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live. The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I want you to have such confidence in the Lord that you'll find such hope at seeing the beauty of the Lord, the majesty of God. What did our Lord say, huh? If your sins are as scarlet, oh, what? What's going to happen? They shall be made white as snow.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Anna Halpin is our guest. We're talking women's reproductive health. And man, Anna, you better be ready to work for the next 15 minutes or so, because we got a lot of calls and you're going to have to really work to get through them. Let's start with Elaine in South Carolina, listening on 7:30 a.m. Elaine, your question for our guest, Anna Halpin.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much. Love your show. The question that I have is that I have a 23-year-old daughter who suffers from the severe cramping, like all of my sisters and myself. And so when she was in fifth grade, we went to the military doctor and they put her on Yaz. And she stayed on Yaz from fifth grade all the way until she was about a junior in college, where she found another doctor who told her that things are not looking good for her, and that, oh my gosh, we've got to get you on something else. But she now has an IUD. And I presented it to her that, what about your health? And she lives in California, and I don't have daily access to her, but she's very reluctant to talk to me about it. And she says, well, the worst case scenario is if I can't have children, I can always adopt. And which just tells me she's not telling me what's going on. And I just wanted to know, because it seems like whenever I would talk to the doctors year after year, they would say, oh, this is safe, you're fine.
Elaine, it sounds like you might be afraid that you have done something to harm your daughter. Am I getting the right message?
Very much so.
Okay, Anna.
Well, we definitely would love to work her up. We have great doctors in California, in Orange County, San Francisco, and near Tahoe area. They are very willing to work with anyone. And I think we just have to recognize that, you know, we all do the best we can with the information we have at the time we have it. That's true for parents and doctors and women themselves. But she's very young. And I think, you know, we can offer the chance to try to do more, to say, look, science has moved forward. We've understood some of the clinical applications of these things. We have a lot of great doctors who are you know, offering this kind of care to women. And it's not snake oil. We're going to do some lab draws, get you some really objective numbers of a whole range of hormones. We're going to take a look at your cycle. We're going to look at your symptoms. And we might use some targeted pharmacological applications, but they're going to be targeted to what's actually going on so that we start to restore your health. I think, I hope that might be a message that resonates with your daughter. And if so, we'd love to work with her. We have these doctors in California, as I said, some of them were newly trained last week at our annual training. So also feel free to just email us and we can put her in touch with those people if we can find someone nearby.
And Elaine, the email address is available on the website. That's femhealth.org, femhealth.org. Elaine, I hope that that's helpful to you, and I hope you gain some peace of mind there and maybe some practical help as well. I got to keep moving, though, because we got a ton of folks who want to talk to Anna Halpin. So let's go to Renee in Des Moines, Iowa, listening on 1160 AM. Renee, your question for Anna.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My husband and I are a teaching couple for Couple to Couple League and have been for many years. And we've run into, most recently, a number of women taking essential oils that they think then it's a way, it's natural, it helps their health. We've also seen it really affecting their cycles. Have you run into any of this, and do you have any information that you could provide to help?
Thank you. I haven't seen this. I don't know if some of our femme teachers are seeing this, but certainly what we do say is that where you see something affecting your cycle negatively, so moving it out of balance, like I said, we want to see that 24 to 36 day long cycle. We want to see that clear ovulatory pattern, a luteal phase of 9 to 18 days. Something that changes that, we want to stop. And what might be helpful for some of these women is to let them know that we're looking at the follicular cellular growth time of about 71 days. So they will see the impact of decisions or changes they make with their diet, with lifestyle, with essential oils reflect in their chart within 3 months. So that might help them to correlate some of these things or give them a chance to stop something for 3 months or do something for 3 months and see whether that affects their cycle long term. So good luck. And if you find anything, let us know.
And thanks for helping people with this, Renee. Thanks very much for that call. As I said, we're going to keep moving because we got a lot of people who want to talk to Anna Halpin today. Let's go to Mike in Denver, Colorado. Mike, your question for Anna Halpin.
I was wondering, my wife, she's, my wife is like about 22 years. She's using birth control. Like, after our first child, first and only child, she had a really hard time with it. She's got epilepsy and she's on 7 different medications just for that. And her doctor told us that if she got pregnant again, it would probably kill her. And I'm trying to get her to convince to use a natural family planning, but between her doctor and her mom, the two of them have got her brainwashed thinking that she has to take these birth control pills. And now I've got a friend whose daughter is an OB doctor who does the natural family planning, and I've tried talking to my wife in a meeting with her, and my wife has met her just through church. And my wife likes her as a person, but she's refusing to use her as a doctor.
All right, Mike, just because of time.
Suggestions?
Yep. Okay. Do you have any suggestions?
Do you have any suggestions on what I can do to help convince my wife to use the natural family planning instead of the birth control?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really tough case. And of course, where there are such high stakes, we have to proceed very carefully. So it would be important if your wife were willing to talk to someone to find a doctor who is very confident in managing her epileptic condition, who's very able to really provide her specific and careful care for managing her fertility as well, and then able to monitor her closely. So there's a lot of expertise that would be needed in her case. We have worked with cases like this. We've been successful in helping these patients. And So it's really just building that trust and building that process. So if she'd ever be interested in speaking with an expert who's worked with her condition in the past, even just to have a second opinion or to learn what might be done, we'd be more than happy to set up that kind of call. And sometimes it's easier to talk to someone you don't know. So feel free to reach out to us if we can help ever.
Thank you, Mike. We go now to Leslie in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Leslie, your question for Anna Halpin.
Hi, I'm so glad to get on the show and to talk with you. I have an interesting kind of a report. I use fertility awareness in the pregnancy center that I work in, and I'm really happy to know about the Teen Fem app, because I have been teaching teenagers, mostly teenagers who come in to see us who are either pregnant or, or think they might. They feel very empowered when they find out, you know, just how their body works. And, of course, when I do a 3-day class with them, if I can get them to come back. And then, you know, of course, the objective is to get them to see that sex is part of a loving forever type relationship. So it's really an abstinence program, but I first use, the fertility awareness concepts to get them to understand how their body works. So I'm hoping that this STEM app will really work for us.
Well, good luck and great. I think the app is a really useful tool because they like apps and it's something that they can get reminded about to enter their information every day. We've had a tremendous success with our Teen Fem program. And one of the things is that, of course, girls like to talk to each other. And so setting up a little course where they can learn about this together, where they can support each other, where they can have a little bit of a kind of code language about their estrogen and progesterone and what's happening for themselves, that really also helps them to find a way to live this long term. So good luck and let us know if we can help in any way.
Thank you very much, Leslie, and God bless you and your work. We go now to Gina in Michigan, listening on 91.5 FM. Gina, your question for Anna Halpin.
Hi, Anna. My question is, my 21-year-old deals with a lot of body dysphoria. She actually helps a lot of people by talking about it on her little web thing that she does. But I'm concerned about how to help her best. She does listen. We do have really good talks, but specifically with her breasts and she has a lot of body hair. Is there anything that would help? And I keep hearing about this app, so I'm going to definitely point her in that direction. But is there anything I can do specifically as a mother? She still lives with us, and she's still going to school, so it's great that she's under my cover. You know what I mean?
That's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. So again, we'd love to get her into a medical workup, and a lot of what you've just mentioned as symptoms would indicate hormonal imbalances. And so we'd just do a full lab panel on her. We have great doctors in Michigan, in Ann Arbor area, all the way up to Muskegon and Kalamazoo. So hopefully there's someone in there that can be nearby to you. Go on our website and hopefully you'll be able to bring her in and maybe we'll be able to help her out.
Thank you very, very much, Gina. Appreciate that call. Hope that is helpful to you. Anna Halpin is our guest this hour. Anna is the founder of the World Youth Alliance, and she's the president and CEO of the FEM Foundation, an organization dedicated to women's health. The thing you want to know right now about the FEM Foundation is they have the FEM app, which is a free app. And a very high-functioning NFP app that will help a woman to gain a greater understanding of her body and maybe help her also to be able to be her own best advocate for her health. You can get that why don't you tell me where you can get it? Because you mentioned something else. I was saying femhealth.org you can go to, but you said something else.
Yeah, we have information about the app and our other programs on our website at femhealth.org, but you can download the app directly from the iPhone or Android app stores.
Well, I'm very grateful for the hour with you. I feel like there's an underlying message in all of this about the fullness of human dignity, and you can't do that without ignoring the fullness of a woman's cycle, her body, her And the more that we're in touch with that as husbands and wives, as single women, then the better it's going to be for women's health and also for women to be able to advocate for their own dignity.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
You're a delightful guest, Anna Halpin. I'll be praying for the Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs. This will be the year. And you're welcome back here anytime. Again, you can find out all about Anna and about FEM Foundation at FEMMHealth.org, FEMHealth.org. Coming right up, Carlo Broussard's going to be here. We're going to talk about Jesus. Is he the Emmanuel or just a prophet? All that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.